If your mind races at bedtime or your body feels restless, you're not alone. And stress and anxiety are often the reason. Sleep isn't just closing your eyes. It's a repair process that restores energy, mood, memory, and focus. When stress activates your internal alarm, it keeps you alert and blocks the smooth flow of sleep stages. You may toss and turn, wake up early, or feel unrefreshed even after hours in bed. Poor sleep then worsens stress, creating a cycle that feeds on itself. Understanding this cycle gives you tools to calm your mind and body for deeper sleep. Stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline keep the brain busy when it should wind down. A busy brain at night feels like a ringing phone that never stops, delaying sleep onset. This hyperarousal reduces deep sleep and fragments REM sleep, which processes emotions and memories. Less deep sleep means less physical repair and lower morning energy. Disrupted REM sleep makes it harder to regulate mood and consolidate learning. Anxiety also shows up in the body with a racing heart, tight chest, sweating, or tense muscles. These physical symptoms make it hard to relax and can wake you repeatedly through the night. Racing thoughts and rumination act like a hamster wheel that keeps the brain in wake mode. Noticing these patterns is the first step to breaking them. Try deep breathing with a 4-4-6 pattern. Inhale 4 seconds, hold 4, exhale 6, repeat 5 times. Create a worry journal by writing your concerns before bed to offload looping thoughts. Avoid screens for at least an hour before bedtime to prevent alerting blue light. Use gentle stretches or yoga to release muscle tension and invite relaxation. Practice mindfulness or brief guided meditation to observe thoughts without getting pulled in. Optimize your sleep environment to be cool, dark, quiet, and comfortable. Keep a consistent sleep schedule to train your body clock. Limit caffeine late in the day and avoid heavy meals close to bedtime. If naps are needed, keep them short and early to protect nighttime sleep drive. Short-term insomnia often follows life stressors and usually fades as stress resolves. Chronic insomnia means difficulty sleeping at least 3 nights a week for 3 months or more. Chronic problems often persist due to habits, ongoing stress, or coexisting health issues. Early care prevents short-term problems from becoming chronic. CBTI, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia, is a first-line, medication-free treatment. CBTI uses stimulus control so the bed is for sleep and sex only. If you can't sleep after about 20 minutes, get up and do something quiet until drowsy, then return to bed. CBTI includes sleep restriction, matching time in bed to actual sleep to build healthy sleep pressure. It also targets unhelpful beliefs about sleep and teaches relaxation skills. As sleep improves, anxiety and mood often improve too. Poor sleep raises cortisol, fuels anxiety, and can increase risk for depression. Insomnia and anxiety reinforce each other in a two-way loop called hyperarousal. Insomnia is also linked to cognitive slips like poor focus and forgetfulness. Better sleep sharpens attention, stabilizes mood, and supports learning and memory. Physically, inadequate sleep weakens immunity and slows healing. It can raise blood pressure and strain the heart over time. Sleep loss heightens pain sensitivity and disrupts metabolism and appetite regulation. Consistent quality sleep helps maintain healthy weight and blood sugar control. Recognize nighttime anxiety by cues like a racing heart, restlessness, sweating, or tense jaw and shoulders. Mental signs include racing thoughts, fear of the future, and a sense of impending doom. Some people experience nocturnal panic attacks with sudden waking, breathlessness, and intense fear. Calm these spikes with slow, exhalation-focused breathing and reassuring self-talk. Track patterns with a sleep diary, noting bedtimes, awakenings, and daytime sleepiness. Journaling reveals triggers like deadlines, conflict, or late-night screen use. Manage daytime stress with movement, sunlight exposure, and brief recovery breaks. A short afternoon walk can lower evening cortisol and ease sleep onset. Protect REM sleep and deep sleep by dimming lights and winding down early. Reserve the hour before bed for quiet routines like reading or light stretching. If you wake at night, avoid checking the clock to reduce worry and arousal. Use a calm phrase like, "I am safe and my body knows how to sleep," to recenter. Distinguish short-term sleep trouble from chronic patterns to choose the right plan. Short-term issues respond to routine, environment, and simple relaxation skills. Chronic issues benefit from structured care like CBTI and professional guidance. Seek professional help if poor sleep lasts longer than 4 weeks or keeps worsening. Get evaluated if you have excessive daytime sleepiness that affects work, school, or driving. Ask about sleep apnea if you snore loudly, gasp at night, or wake unrefreshed. Share mood changes, memory issues, and health shifts with your clinician. A sleep study may assess breathing, movement, and brain activity to guide treatment. Treatment plans can include CBTI, devices for sleep apnea, and tailored lifestyle changes. Small nightly habits compound into powerful results over time. Begin with one anchor, a consistent wake time every day. Add one calming practice, breathing, journaling, or mindfulness for 10 minutes nightly. Reduce one disruptor, late caffeine, heavy dinners, or screens before bed. Build a wind-down ritual that your body recognizes as a cue for sleep. Remember that setbacks happen and gentle persistence wins. When you calm the stress response, your sleep architecture realigns and refreshes you. Better sleep helps you wake feeling refreshed, focused, and emotionally steady. With consistent practice, you can break the cycle of stress, anxiety, and poor sleep. You deserve nights of deep rest and days of steady energy, clarity, and calm.